Longtime Wisconsin Secretary of State Doug LaFollette has announced his retirement just months after winning re-election. It's Monday, March 20th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Bridget Bowden, in for Alex Crow. Coming up, Joe Schultz reports on the upcoming election for mayor of Green Bay. And Danielle Kading has a story about the growing market for electric cars in the state. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
Longtime Secretary of State Doug LaFollette has retired just months after winning re-election. As Sean Johnson reports, he'll be replaced by former State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski.
LaFollette, who's 82, was first elected Secretary of State in 1974. He left for 4 years following a failed bid for Lieutenant Governor, then won again in 1982. He's held the office ever since. In an interview last year, he said he was running for a 12th term to keep Republicans from winning the office at a time when the GOP was giving secretaries of state around the country more power to run elections.
There's only one issue in this primary election, and that's which Democrat has the best chance to win the November election.
In a letter announcing his retirement, LaFollette said he'd grown frustrated trying to run the office without adequate staff or resources. Governor Tony Evers named former state treasurer Sarah Godlewski to replace him. Her term begins Saturday. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Green Bay mayor's race could have major impacts for the state's third largest city. As Joe Schultz reports, the incumbent has been the tie-breaking vote on a divided city council.
Incumbent Mayor Eric Genrich will face Brown County Administration Director Chad Weininger in the spring election. Both previously served in the state assembly, Genrich as a Democrat, Weininger as a Republican. Genrich has cast several tie-breaking votes when the Common Council was gridlocked. The most prominent was approving the 2023 budget. Genrich says he's running for re-election to build on the progress he's made.
The people of this community deserve somebody who is focused on tackling those big challenges, on fixing our roads, on investing in public safety, on building our community from the outside in, inside out.
Weininger says the mayor increased taxes without doing enough to improve economic development, infrastructure, and public safety. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
School districts across Wisconsin are scrambling to fill teacher positions. Gabby Vinnick has more on a new report that shows more are hiring people with emergency licenses.
According to a new Wisconsin Policy Forum report, the number of emergency licenses has nearly tripled over the last decade. The State Department of Public Instruction issued nearly 3,200 emergency licenses last year. That's up from just over 1,000 in 2013. The findings suggest that schools are hamstrung as more educators leave the profession. Don Kramer is a Policy Forum researcher and author of the report.
If education is important to us, how do we promote our best and our brightest in society to want to become educators instead of scrambling at the last minute to try to find someone that can fill a position.
He says these hires are more likely to be entering the classroom for the first time and that districts need more resources to support new and veteran teachers. Gabby Vinnick, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And the University of Wisconsin women's hockey team is national champion. Wisconsin beat top-seeded and defending NCAA champion Ohio State 1-2-0 on Sunday, earning the Badgers their record 7th national title. Kristen Sims scored a goal, and Cammie Cronish had 31 saves to help. Wisconsin has won 3 of the last 4 national championships. Coming up after the break, we've got a story about the growing market for electric cars in the state. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on, and in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
Electric cars represent less than 1% of the vehicles on the road in Wisconsin, but the market for them is growing fast. There are new tax credits available, and the state is planning expansion of charging infrastructure. Danielle Kading reports that adoption of electric vehicles in Wisconsin is likely to accelerate even more.
Pop in there.
George Bousset is already sold on electric vehicles. On a gray winter day, he heads out on the snow-covered streets of Bayfield in his 2021 Chevy Bolt. Bousset, who lives just south of Ashland, says he's already put about 17,000 miles on the car since he and his wife bought it 2 years ago.
I just love this car. This is the favorite car of all the cars I've had, and I'm 74 years old, going all the way back to a 1957 Cadillac.
Electric vehicles are still pretty rare in Wisconsin, but that's changing. Last year, the state registered nearly 14,000 of them, an increase of more than 53% from 2021. And now it may be less costly for others who want to buy. The Federal Inflation Reduction Act, passed in 2022, allows eligible buyers up to a $4,000 tax credit for a used EV and up to $7,500 for a new one. The credits come with complex requirements, though, and not all EVs will qualify. Bousset says his Bolt can go up to 250 miles on a full charge. That's plenty for his day-to-day use, but the availability of charging stations on long road trips is still a concern. Francisco Sayu is Emerging Technology Director of Renew Wisconsin.
People are saying, like, you know, I want to buy an EV, but it's really hard to go anywhere with one. So it's keeping people away.
Jeremiah Brockman is president of the recently created Wisconsin chapter of the Electric Vehicle Association. He says the availability of charging stations is about to get a lot better.
If you're in the market for a new car, you should definitely consider an electric one. But if you do a lot of road trips, you might want to wait 2 to 5 years.
Wisconsin is preparing to build roughly 60 fast charging stations. The state is receiving nearly $79 million through the bipartisan infrastructure law to install them. Caleb Vanderweel with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation says chargers will be placed every 50 miles on designated roadways and within a mile of exits. He says those would include major routes in northern Wisconsin.
We're hopeful that at the end of the day, if you have an electric vehicle and you live in one of the southern metro areas of the state, that you'll really have that comfort in knowing that if you're going to the Northwoods, that you have somewhere to charge along the way.
As automakers ramp up production of EVs, they're still facing supply chain challenges. And in Wisconsin, there's an additional challenge due to the way the state regulates electricity sales. The federal law requires stations built with federal funds to charge a rate for electricity sold. In Wisconsin, only regulated utilities are allowed to sell electricity to the public. Governor Tony Evers' budget would allow companies to sell electricity at charging stations without being regulated like a utility. Some GOP lawmakers, like Green Bay Republican Senator Rob Coles, say that change is necessary.
We're not going to get the build out that I think we deserve because these electric cars are coming. You know, whether you like them or not, the citizens buy them and they want to be able to charge them up. And we're going to be an outlier within the Midwest if we don't do this.
George Bousset and his brother Bill are drinking lattes at a Bayfield coffee shop. Bill and his wife are weighing whether to buy an electric vehicle. He says federal tax incentives certainly play a role.
You know, this is a major financial decision for us, and range is certainly a consideration.
Bill says they'd like an EV for both short and long road trips to visit family. They're planning to buy in a year or two. By then, he hopes the state and the nation will have made great strides in building a network of EV charging stations. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Bridget Bowden, in today for Alex Crow. Our producer is John Davis. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning, and don't forget to subscribe. You can find more news anytime at WPR.org. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.